The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Lotel Report. This is Ron McDonald filling in for your host, John Stadtmiller, who's away for the day, this Monday, May 7th, 2012. Also with me today is Peter Neese. Peter has done some remarkable remedies concerning administrative law. Peter, how are you doing today?
Better than most, not as good as some.
Okay. What a way to start off a Monday. I believe that this is probably the first time for Monday listeners, a new audience for you. I know you've been on one time before, but maybe we can tap into your knowledge concerning some of the problems and remedies you've come up with on today's show.
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever field your callers want to talk about, I mean, or whatever area that they're in, we might be able to give them some suggestions.
All right. I should put the number up there because we do take active calls in for any comments or any questions, and that number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Peter, why don't you could you kind of summarize what you do as far as law?
Basically, I'm a legal researcher. I've done that for a number of years. I was asked to become an attorney, and I told them no, because an attorney, that was a Freudian slip, sorry.
Yes, accurate.
An attorney's pledge is to the court, so they'll sacrifice their client, for the sake of the court. And that court, if you do any type of research or take a look at it or whatever, you'll find that that court came out of the Civil War, and it's a court-martial court for the bankruptcy of the United States. That's why, basically, people don't equate, when you hear the term the United States, substitute that for District of Columbia, because it's an entirely separate government. And that's why there's codes and statutory law. And on top of that, it's a territorial government. It's not part of the United States of America. And there's a Supreme Court case on that that basically tells you the difference between the two. And I think I've given it to the listeners that know me. I can look it up here real quick for you and give it to you. But all of this is made record, and all of this is in front of everybody, but nobody wants to look at it.
Yeah. Now, you're on Wednesdays, right?
Oh, yes, with John Stadtmiller.
And what time are you on?
I would be on his 4 o'clock Intel report.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I've heard some of your remedies.
It would be 2 o'clock my time. It would be 4 o'clock his time.
All right, well, we're
I'll
going to a commercial break right now.
I'll give it to you when I get back.
And, again, the phone number is 800-313-9443.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Good afternoon. This is Ron McDonald. I'm taking the place of John today. He's out on whatever he's doing today. With me is Peter Neese, and Peter was talking before the break. Peter, can you tell us, you had some information for us?
Yeah, if your listeners want to read a really good case and to think about it, it's called Downes, D-O-W-N-E-S, versus Bidwell, B-I-D-W-E-L-L. The site for the case is 182 U.S. 244, 251, and it's a 1901 case. The 251 was the page I wanted to give you the quote on, and that is, the quote that's there at that page is that the Constitution of the United States serves as the Constitution and bylaws of the municipal corporation for, and not that of America. So it's not for the United States of America. It's for District of Columbia Municipal Corporation. The government by legislative municipal corporation, think about that for a moment. Remember that Congress has constitutional powers to exercise exclusive legislation, and that's under the District of Columbia that they're talking about, and to make all laws over which its territories and citizens subject to its jurisdiction. So we've got basically words that have two meanings. When somebody says U.S. to me, I look at them and I say, Hooven versus Allison and Evatt, which U.S. are you talking about? The particular U.S. I'm talking about here is in the second definition of that Supreme Court case. And it's a word game. Okay, so if you don't know, and if people, if you want proof of it, I had a little thing come up where I experimented, and they wanted me to do jury duty. So what I did was they asked me if I were a U.S. citizen. Well, if you look up a word and you don't give it a definition, it's called a metaphor, and the metaphor means that it can have several different meanings. So I wrote back to them, or I actually took their application and gave it back to them, and I said, no, I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm a citizen of the United States of America under Title 28, Section 1746-1. And I sent it back to them. Okay, and above my signature, at the bottom, I put without prejudice. And 2 weeks later, I got a notification from them, don't ever come into our courts. We don't want you. Stay away from us. So that right there shows me that the people that are going to jury duty and everything else are going as territorial U.S. citizens. They're not going as citizens of the United States of America.
Wow. So the citus, or the place that the 14th Amendment citizen resides, is actually Washington, D.C. then.
Right. It's all territorial. It's all territorial. In fact, I can... You know, I can give you as much as you want as far as other information, too, on that. Ever since the bankruptcy in 1930, all we have left is the territorial United States.
Right.
They don't want to.
Hold your thoughts, Peter? We have a call from John in Michigan.
Sure.
John, are you there?
Hello, John.
Well, I guess John's not there. Okay. All right. Well, that was a quick call. Why don't you continue on that, Peter?
Well, ever since we've had the bankruptcy, see, what bankrupted in 1930 was the United States of America. They took out the gold and silver, basically, as the backing for the private currency of the United States of America citizens. And they took away the land titles, the allodium land titles. They put those in a federal territory trust. And when I say territory, people, I'm telling you that the United States that you're looking at right now is under private international law. And you say, what law is that, Pete? And I'll tell you, that's Title V. Title V is private international law. And that's what your president is. He's president of what? A territorial corporation, U.S., under Title 28, Section 3002, 15A. Okay? That's all he is. So when people say, oh, well, he can't do that because he's supposed to be a natural-born citizen. No, people, no. That Constitution does not even exist anymore. It only exists as what we would call as a reference note under the Municipal Corporation of the District of Columbia. The thing that rules in the District of Columbia is statutory law, not constitutional law of the United States of America, because it doesn't exist over there. It's gone. The only thing that's over there now is a what we would call a liberally interpreted, if they're even going to approach a constitution, it would be a liberally construed type of equitable answer for the Constitution. In fact, the Brandeis rules basically forbid the U.S. Supreme Court from even using the Constitution. Have you ever read those Brandeis rules to the people?
Have I read them to the people?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I haven't read them to the people.
Oh, yeah. The Brandeis rules right there, and that was a famous case in 1938 when the federal government divorced itself from the United States of America. Wow. Period, under the old common law.
And the Peter, we have three callers on. I'm sure there's questions for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, let me take John from Michigan.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Great stuff, Peter. You could keep on talking because I was just going to, I was just going to question the purpose of getting a marriage license or a birth certificate.
You want me to answer that real quick?
Yes.
Your marriage license is basically a that you would get for two corporations to compete with one another or to be joined. It's actually a joining of two corporations.
Okay,
under the trust,
now.
Under the federal trust.
Okay, so, but it's not necessary to have a union in marriage.
Yeah, that's pretty vague to me when you're saying that. Because
well,
how
I wanted to marry
marriage?
Someone, pardon me, I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, I just didn't understand how you're using the word marriage. See, I have to ask that question because there's two different meanings of marriage. There's the
okay.
old common law marriage, and then there what we have is called the civil marriage under the civil codes of martial law rule here, because that's what we're under. We're occupied.
I agree with you there. My son is getting married in 3 weeks in California, and he's not applying for a marriage license.
Okay, why doesn't he apply for a marriage license and use the Uniform Commercial Code and above his name write without prejudice?
Is that what you say would be more beneficial to him?
Sure.
He was just planning on getting a certificate. Now, why would that be beneficial to him?
Well, basically all women want a license, don't they?
She doesn't. She understands that there's some fraud somewhere down the line.
Oh, okay. Well, then my suggestion to you would be they would get married by affidavit, and they would sign that affidavit in the presence of witnesses, and then they would go ahead and put that affidavit in the newspaper, okay, and run it for 3 weeks, and then that newspaper will be recorded in the county recorder's office.
Okay, now can they get married by her uncle, who is a pastor?
Sure. Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
does he supply the affidavit, or would they?
No, sir. They have to make up an affidavit of marriage, and that they're being married under what we call the common law, and basically you can even use biblical references to that, and basically it's them making the union in front of God. They really don't need a preacher.
Oh, that's all they have to do in common law, pretty much.
Yeah, because you're going to have witnesses out there that are all going to sign this thing that the two have basically pledged to each other. Now, when you talk about the marriage under civil law, you have a third party to the marriage. The third party is the state. See, he's taken the third party out.
Right, and I heard that ties to their control over the children or their claim on the children.
That's 100% correct.
Okay, one more thing, and then I'll let someone else get on.
Go ahead.
As far as the when they apply for insurance or if they file taxes, if she changes her name, where does that affect their marriage?
Well, the only thing I would suggest is the two better look into becoming fiduciaries of what we call the fictional character under civil law, so that they separate themselves from that. So when they make out your taxes or whatever, you're being forced to do that. But you can also register with whoever you're sending the tax form to that you're protesting that it's done under duress, and that basically the use of Federal Reserve notes or Federal Reserve credit basically is being forced upon you.
Well, I'll be taking this show off of John's archives at Republic Broadcasting.
Well, anyway, if you guys need a further to get with me on this, you can email me, okay?
Okay.
At lawman, LAWMAN, 07.
07?
At live, LIVE, .com.
Okay.
And I'll carry that conversation on with you and explain it a little more to you.
Well, yeah, he's very receptive to it, and his nephew didn't go out and get a marriage license. I mean, his cousin didn't go out and get a marriage license, and I don't think they have the complete information to make them really strong in their conviction there.
Okay.
And this'll help them, I think.
Okay. All right. We have a break coming up. Alan in Texas, Steve in New York City, and John in Toledo will get back to you after the break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Gentlemen, this is Ron McDonald. I'm filling in for John Statmiller, who's away for the day. With me is Peter Neese, and we have several callers on the line. Alan in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon. I wonder if I could just clarify that citation you gave regarding jury duty. Is Title 28, Section 1746-1, is that why?
Yes, sir. That makes me a citizen of the United States of America.
Of America. Okay.
Yeah, that of America. That's the key to the whole thing.
And so,
because all of these courts that are taking place in front of you right now are of the United States, territorial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, when you get these questionnaires for or the card in the mail for jury duty, you just say, "No, I'm a citizen of the United States of America under Title 28, Section 1746-1."
That's correct, because basically they didn't give me the definition of what they were asking for.
Mm.
They wanted me to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you say this tends to work. Would it work with a federal grand jury also?
I also used it in front of a federal grand jury in Oregon. Yes, sir.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for your help, and I'm enjoying the program.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Steve in New York City. Steve, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, hi. I had a slightly different experience with a juror questionnaire. I filled mine out the way you just described. I wrote, no, I'm not a citizen of the United States. I cited Title 28 U.S.C. 1746-1, and I signed without prejudice. And about a month or so later, I got a letter, come on down. And
you were challenged.
I was challenged, yes.
Yeah, you have to produce an affidavit to show that basically that's your political thought.
I'm sorry?
In other words, it's not just what you put on the document. It's what's called a condition precedent that you set. In other words, if you haven't made up your mind who you are, they gotcha. But if you've already made up who you are and you've given notice of who you are and they haven't rebutted it, you win every time.
I see. So
Peter, he would have to define the United States of American citizenship in that affidavit.
No, basically
no.
He wants to use what we call a negative averment, like they use on
okay.
us. He says, I am not a U.S. citizen. My reasoning for that is, I told you, they never define what a U.S. citizen is.
Okay, but I mean, I did cite Title 28 U.S.C. 1746-1.
That's fine. But how did you defend it in front of the judge?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know there was that step.
Yeah, you can always basically, if the guy says, well, come on down, what are you coming down to? The only thing that you're required to sit on under that jurisdiction would be a sheriff's or a common law court.
Oh, I was called for duty in a U.S. district court.
Yeah, well, a U.S. district court, sir, is not a common law court. It used to be. In fact, the only rule now that makes it under common law, if you know how to use it, is Federal Rules of Civil Procedure 9H.
Okay, I think I've heard you talk about that before.
Yeah, no, so if you were to go down there to the district court, you would say, is there a 9H court in session that needs a jury amendment?
Hmm.
See, if you look at the Seventh Amendment, which nobody wants to read any new, it says that basically, the common law cannot be overturned by any U.S. court.
I see.
So I'm just trying to teach you how to defend yourself.
Okay. Well,
and your belief.
Right. Well, an interesting thing happened when I was down there. The clerk asked if anyone in the room was not a citizen of these United States.
That's correct, because when he uses these United States, he's talking about the District of Columbia.
Really? How does that work?
Well, look up the word Columbia, sir, in the dictionary. The definition is the United States.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I just thought that when she was using the plural, she was referring to the United States of America.
No, and if you don't know, you have to ask her. That's what Emerson, what is it? I'll give you the case. I'm looking for it right now. There's three different United States. So which one is she talking about? See, what they try and get you to volunteer to these things.
So she fooled me.
Yes, yes. The whole game is to fool you with words.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very interesting. Well, I'll keep that in mind for next time.
Okay. Well, what happened? You never did.
Well, what happened is I realized I had been there I realized I could get excused because I had served, you know, fairly recently, with less than 4 years earlier.
Oh, okay.
So
I just
told the lady, okay, I'm going to take my deferment now, and so I imagine I'll be hearing from them again soon.
Well, if you do, you've got my email address.
Okay.
I'll be more than happy to sit there and talk about it with you.
Okay.
All right, John in Toledo, we'll get back to you as soon as the break's over with.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ron McDonald, co-hosting with Peter Neese on the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller is away today on this Monday, May 7th. We have a caller online, and that's John in Toledo. John, are you there?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yes, I am.
Hi, John.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Ronald.
Hi. How are you doing, John?
I have a two-part question, maybe a four if you have time for it. My first question is you have judges and people that take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. But yet you say we have three United States. Is that not a conflict of interest?
Send me an email. You've got my email. Okay, and yes, it is, but most people don't know that. That's why they hire an attorney. An attorney bypasses all of those other arguments that the people could have raised. Okay. If you have an email for me, I'll send you the paper I have on the two United States of America.
Okay.
And the case that you want to look at, I just looked it up, is Hoven, H-O-V-E-N, and Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, versus EVAT, E-V-A-T-T. The site on the case is 324 U.S. 652, 1945 case. Again, I'll repeat it one more time. 324 U.S. 652, case is 1945. That'll explain that there's three different U.S.s. So when somebody asks you on a form or something, are you a U.S. citizen, how are you supposed to answer that? When the U.S. Supreme Court says there's three different ones, and in that application it doesn't tell you which one it's talking about.
Okay.
So how am I supposed to answer that? Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Go ahead.
Next question is if we have a constitutional right to transport ourselves, whether it's on foot, vehicle, or some buggy, how do we successfully argue not having a driver's license, registration, and so forth? And I want to be able to drive with insurance, but I hear there's complications with that. Can you...
No, basically, if you want to do that, just sign above your name without prejudice. This is up under the UCC 1-308. See, if you want to go ahead and drive with a driver's license and insurance and everything, just make sure above your signatures and you sign everything in red. Sign everything in red, and above your signature, put without prejudice. Now, people say, "What does without prejudice mean?" It means that anything that's written in that document, okay, if it's misleading or applies to something different than the common law, then it doesn't apply to me.
Well, then can't we win with the common law argument before
1861? Who are we winning in front of, sir? Sir, who are we winning in front of?
Whether it's municipal or...
I've never met a judge in my life, and I've been in several courts and had several battles, that even acknowledges the common law. He sits there with the territorial U.S. martial law rule of necessity flag behind him with the gold tassel. And if you want something on that, email me, and I'll be more than happy to send it to you.
My point is we used to be governed by common law, and I believe
we're not governed by common law anymore, sir. Since 1938, there was a bankruptcy that took place. I can send you a paper on that if you like. It discusses the whole matter.
Okay.
So email
me. Final. Well, actually, there's two more if possible. Child support.
Which court?
Child support.
Yeah, child support, basically, all of that is statutory. That's out of the District of Columbia.
And where might I start to be able to defend myself in that arena?
I don't know what your contract reads. Did you basically make up a contract when you got married?
We were never married.
Okay, well, so there's no contract. Was she basically given awarded child support by the court?
Yes.
Okay, did you go in and challenge your jurisdiction because you were never married?
I did not.
Wait a minute. Did you have a Social Security number at the time, and did she have a Social Security number at the time?
That she was pregnant?
No, that you guys got married.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, see, it's done by presumption. So you would have to rebut their presumption, claiming that you are acting for this particular all-capital name rather than acting like the all-capital name. So you'd have to go in and you'd have to fight that probably in federal court under Rule 9H.
And when they ask who you are... I was told it's helpful that you're a third party representative of the person on the document.
I just explained that to you. I said it in an easier way.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, you probably didn't hear me say it. I just said it in a real simple way. You're acting for the all capital name. You're not acting as the all capital name.
It is. Okay. Can you direct me to where I can read more about what you just told me?
Yeah, just send me an email.
Okay.
Peter, why don't you give your email again?
My email is law, L-A-W-M-A-N, 07@live.com.
Okay. third and, or fourth and final, if we have time. If let's say I wanted to go through and, I wish I could remember what you were stating with the previous caller, the 1740.
Title 28, section 1746-1. You're going to have to separate yourself from the fiction, sir. Email me.
Okay. Well, if let's say I wanted to do that, and you still, I am a licensed remodeler in the area, and
yeah,
I
really don't care
able...
because the licensed remodeler you would have control over, but you're going to have to learn how to take control over him. Most people
don't
do that. That's why you have a Secretary of State under the Uniform Commercial Code. She operates the fiction.
So I would have to do this through my Secretary of State?
Yeah, sir. You would have to basically lien the other all-cap character so it could not be attacked.
And, well, then I would have no EIN as well, correct?
Would I have to become
a sole proprietor?
You've never had an EIN. The fiction owns the EIN. You have to separate yourself from the fiction and be a real live human being who would be a fiduciary for the EIN.
Okay. I'll leave now and let other people, I'll be in touch through email, sir. God bless you guys very much. Love the show.
Right.
John
Pat
Miller, if you're listening, I love your programs and your station. God bless you all.
Okay. Thank you, John.
The
call-in number, if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, is 800-313-9443. Currently, we have Scott from Arizona on the line. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Scott.
Terrific.
Hi, Peter. You just drew up a scenario with the judge has that border, that fringe flag, that gold border flag.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What if you have a 3-inch by 5-inch flag without the border pinned to your lapel, where you can easily see it?
What I did is when I went into municipal court, basically here in the local court system, I took my own flag in and challenged the judge's jurisdiction.
3x5 would probably suffice, right?
And he flew out of the courtroom.
Oh, did he? Well, what did they do with your charge? Did they drop it and let you go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they the attorneys vacated the courtroom and the judge vacated the courtroom right away because I was serving them with lawsuits, too.
Oh, you were serving them. What if they're serving you and you go in there under their admiralty flag with your flag on your lapel?
We've got a problem because I'm not entering into their jurisdiction.
You're right. So what's he going to do? Now he brought you in. Let's say it's for a ticket or something that's really common law, but you want it to be common law.
Okay. Well, you have to set your condition precedent before that, before you walk into the court.
Okay. They've dragged you in now. They've called you in. You're not the plaintiff in a suit, but the state is against. It's against you.
Well, wait a minute. There's called rem and personam jurisdiction. So in most of the automobile cases, they'll pull you in rem, which means below their court, because the state owns the car. You don't. You do not have legal title to the car.
Title of origin. That's right.
Right on.
Yeah, Peter. What if you? So what is that worth if they drag you in and you still don't have title of origin? Let's say it's not even an automobile related. Let's say they just drag you in to see who you are, like the previous caller was questioning you about, and you go in there and you have that 3-inch by 5-inch borderless, without the fringe, flag pinned to your lapel.
What I've always learned to do is I file a notice of abatement, and then I remove the case to federal court. I don't even give
Peter,
him a chance.
Would you give us a chance and please publish some CDs on your expertise? Well, why don't you put some stuff together for the common man?
No, I'd rather do is handle one-on-one on email. I'm more successful that way.
Well, I know, but you could give a.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is this stuff's not going to continue to work forever because we're under martial law rule.
Anyway,
and we're under martial law rule of necessity, and they're clamping down harder and harder and harder on this.
I cannot
basically tell you how corrupt the judge is going to be.
Yeah, so in essence, they can just make it up as they go along.
That's correct, sir. All I can do is give you ways to stick the crowbar in the wheel and break the spoke of the wheel.
Currently, but not guaranteed for the near future.
Right, the near future is closing in really quickly, too, and that's
really
what I try and make people aware of.
Yeah. Wow. What will our recourse be? When it really closes in, what will you do, knowing everything you know? Best case scenario.
Do you remember 1776?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
All right,
well,
my friend. Thank you. But no, you might consider for the present time giving out a. We buy it from you because.
I don't want you to buy it. Just email me. I'll give it to you free.
Oh, really? So you have something available? I could email you and maybe donate.
I don't even need any donations.
Well, then I could donate to RBN. How's that?
That'd be fine. That'd be great.
Okay, so where do I go to get what I think you have for all of us?
Well, did you get my email address?
I did not.
Lawman, LAWMAN, 07, at live. Yes, at live.com.
Lawman, 07.
At? The ampersand sign. Live.com.
Live.com. I've got lawman07@live.com.
That's correct. I'm also on Facebook under Peter Neese, too, if you want to look at some of the stuff that I write.
Because of the face recognition. Do you have your mug on there?
No, of course not. Come on.
Why should I do that?
You don't have to put it up there. All I have are my writings up there. I don't have my face up there.
Okay. All right, so I can go to lawman07@live.com, and we all can go there for that matter. And if we'd like what we, I'm sure we will. It's pointers, right? Pointers that currently will work. And
you kind of have to set up what we call a condition proceeding, and I'll explain it to you and everybody listening right now. We're all under contract.
Right.
And that's their presumption that we're under contract.
Yeah, and they're continuing to presume we're too stupid to get out of it.
Right. You have to rebut that presumption by issuing a condition precedent, which would be a notice.
Do we have to change our names from all?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. No, you have to say who you are not.
Oh, okay.
That way you become a fiduciary now for the fiction of law that they call a person.
Right. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll go there. I'll go to that site. I appreciate it, Peter.
Okay. You're welcome.
Take care now. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Peter. Thank you.
Yeah, Peter, did you expect to get the results by bringing in the flag? In the court, did you think the court would recognize?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, basically because I knew I studied this many years ago. I've been doing this for a long time, buddy. I expected to have those kind of results because nobody in his right mind would come in with a flag.
Right, right. So we have, let's see here. We have Ralph from California on the line. Ralph, you there?
Yeah, I am.
Hi, Ralph.
How you doing? Hi, how you doing? It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
I haven't looked yet, so I don't know how to answer your question.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Here we go. I need a
little humor, Ralph.
Oh, I know. We need that. I'm getting more scared because a couple of things I'm hearing more is political dissidents, and I said that right, where they're going to start just hauling more people with... with military and with police.
If you guys want to prepare yourself and you want to jump all over your congressman, I've got a public service questionnaire that was developed out of Title V, which is authorized by their government. So if they're not going to follow their own law, then you might as well just hang it up. And I've got the questionnaire, and you can ask that of any peace officer or any officer or any sheriff. You do know that sheriff is actually a state policeman. He's not a sheriff.
He's a state policeman?
That's correct, sir. He was the legislature changed his status by statutory law.
So Sheriff Mack and all his what he's doing for a constituted sheriff no longer matters?
Well, yeah, I keep asking anybody who knows Mack which constitution he's upholding. Because the one that we read all the time was done away with in 1861. Okay.
Ralph, why don't you hang on the line until after the break?
Can I hold on? I got a couple questions.
Sure.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ron McDonald. Hosting or co-hosting the National Intel Report, John Stadtmiller is out today. With me is Peter Neese, and we're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Ralph, are you still there?
I do have two questions. One, and I've been listening regarding with Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald before she passed away when I started with John Sattmiller. So I took some notes and all that, and I've been writing without prejudice on my anytime with my signature. And but now I notice you said you got to write it in red. And to me, before I do that, and let you answer, is when I applied for, you know, had to buy a gun, you should sign the forms. Did you renounce your U.S. citizenship, which I know is somewhat of a trap or whatever? How does one handle that? And then they wouldn't let me write without prejudice on my final signature.
No, what should you have done? You should have taken them to court and okay. asked the guy that wouldn't allow you to do that, does his license preclude your citizenship?
Okay.
See, you got to follow through with this stuff. It just doesn't happen automatically. When somebody denies you something, you've got to take it in and say, wait a minute, this guy's doing business. And if you want to see, Your Honor, that there are two, and you can do this in an administrative court because you can bring up the Constitution. And you can say, Your Honor, look, in the Constitution here, it says that the federal government guarantees to each state a Republican form of government. Well, that citizenship and requirements are entirely different in that individual Republican state than it is in the federal state, because it's not a federal citizenship. It's a state citizenship. So if this guy's got basically a license or whatever, how can he have that license and not serve a shoe?
Hmm. Okay.
Never thought of it that way, did you?
No, of course not. That's why I'm calling. The other thing is, I'm planning, come September is going to be my driver's license, so they're going to have issues on that without prejudice on my signature. And does it have to be in red?
Yeah, it should be in red, and basically if they disallow you that, or whatever, take them to court. Take them to small claims court. Say, where is it? Because, the other thing I was going to tell you, wait a minute, so you understand. The Department of Motor Vehicles and the Franchise Tax Board, or your state taxing authority, does not come from the original state. It comes from the international state under Title V, which takes the same name as the state that you call it, like if I was to say California. But it would actually be California, the state from the District of Columbia. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. So basically those two things that are operating in your state were accepted by the legislature, but they're federal in nature.
Yeah, okay.
They're not from your original state constitution.
Well, okay. Based on that, I could fight it.
Right.
Well, okay. Now, and I guess I'll email you on the regarding this, and I guess you can send me more stuff so I can read on it.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, but the signatures I wrote already without prejudice in black ink, is that still going to withhold?
No, that's okay, because, I mean, so it's not red. You didn't have red that day. It's your intent.
Okay, so it's not necessarily has to be in red? It just stands
No, red. It doesn't necessarily have to be in red, but just you can write beside it, no red ink. Should be looked at as red ink or something to that nature.
Okay,
well,
fair enough.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you very much. We have a break. On the way back from the break, we have Bo from Indiana, Mac from Ohio, and Paul in Atlanta.